Logan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Living the good life.
Great to see you. great to see you at the Matt Light Shootout. How did you end up doing? I wasn't able to keep track of. Did you win this year again?
Oh, I hate to brag or gloat or anything, but I did win the celebrity part of the contest.
I'm pretty good with a gun. Was that your upbringing? Were you shooting wild animals all the time as a youngster?
Oh yeah. When as soon as I was old enough to walk and talk, I think my dad gave me a gun, so I was shooting stuff since I was a little kid.
So if there was any kind of a zombie apocalypse or whatever, you would be able to provide food for all of us.
Yeah, if you gave me a gun and some ammo, we would have stuff down, buddy.
So, Logan, how big was that win last week? I know you guys always say it's a week at a time and it's a game at a time, but coming the way it did in dramatic fashion at the end of the game, is that a confidence booster for this team if you needed one?
Yeah, I think so. You know, was a huge game against an undefeated team that had been playing really good football, and we hung in there the whole game, and then at the end we were able to pull it out. And you need those throughout a season every now and then, because not every game is going to be easy, and you got to be able to win them at the end sometimes. So that was great. It was an exciting game. Had a lot of fun during it, especially with the outcome.
Yeah, did you have full confidence, like full confidence, half coverage, going into that last drive that you guys would be able to do it?
Yeah, I had a lot of confidence because I knew we had enough time, so we needed to make a few plays to get down there close enough to the end zone where we could take some shots, and we got down there with just enough time, and then the first shot we took to the end zone, we made a great play, so it all worked out perfect.
And does that do, I mean, you were a rookie at one point, does that, you know, speaking of confidence and you know, Kembrell Tompkins, does that do a lot for him? I mean, I think people go, oh, these rookies, you know, are these guys, is Tom confident in them, or do they feel good about things? Does that help him as well?
Oh, definitely, making a huge play at a huge time, so those guys have done a great job for us, and they've improved every week, and you see it on the field. They're making plays all over the place now, making the biggest play at the biggest time in the game, and they're just doing a great job for us.
Let me get this out of the way early. Are you and any of your teammates upset that Gronk has not played yet, Logan?
No, you know, we love Gronk on this team. He's a great teammate, great guy to be around. He's one of those guys you love to have on your team, and when he's ready, he'll be ready, so... We're just trying to play good football until he gets back.
Could he be ready on Sunday?
Hell if I know. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know anything. Hey, Logan, you were awesome. You were awesome after the game. You were awesome after the game last week when you lit those guys up. They had no idea what to do when you did the post game, bud. You lit epic. It was epic.
There you go.
Thanks.
LB enjoys that kind of thing.
No, it was great because they were like, you know, he just got through the greatest dramatic win of all time.
Yeah.
Everybody on the planet's like dumping all over him, Brady, and the offense.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you just snuck that one out. It's going to be awesome next week if you have Gronk back. And Logan was like, you know what? Uh-uh. Shut up.
How does it affect the players when the stadium empties out? No, I'm just saying, the game's not over, and the fans leave. There's like, you got 20,000 fans left that stayed out of the 60,000.
Yeah, you know, I don't always notice that. I notice it on the road because it gets a lot quieter. Yeah. But at home, I didn't notice it. But hey, how do you blame them? Some of them want to go out there and start drinking beer again. Some of them want to beat Route 1 traffic. So,
is it tough to you know, when you continue to have key injuries, you know, like Mayo this week or Amendola or Talib or whatever? Do you guys ever get frustrated and just go, oh my God, another injury?
Yeah, you know, at times, but. It's the longer you're around, the more you understand it's going to happen every year. Every team has to deal with it. So it's you just hope that your team is built with enough depth where you can keep plugging guys in and keep plugging away and keep working. And I think we have a lot of good guys on this team that really understand what it takes to play and how hard you have to work. And so when we do have someone go down, the next guy, he's always ready to go.
And where do you rank those dirty Jets fans when it comes to obnoxious human beings? I mean, I think New Yorkers and New Jersey people, they're the worst. Where do you rank them?
Oh, yeah, they're right there at the top.
right,
I don't know if it might not be their fault, but they're right up there.
New York Jets and Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Well, the offense struggled a little bit last time against the Jets, so you got an opportunity to redeem yourselves on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. We had a really poor game that game. We didn't do hardly anything, and that's the good thing about the NFL. There's always the next week, or you can always see that team again, and we get to try to do a better job this time, and hopefully we will.
All right, bud. Well, good luck on Sunday. It would be nice if I don't want to jinx anything. I was going to talk about the Sox winning and then you guys winning, but I'm not going to say anything.
Well, you can't.
Hey, it's a win.
It's a big weekend for sports. That's all I'll say.
Logan, do you guys notice, does it get you guys jacked up that all the sports are going, you know, the Bruins are going, the Sox are in the playoffs, the Celtics are yet going, that there's something going on? Like, it's pretty cool to be a Boston sports player and athlete.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of us, we follow the other teams here, and I'm a Sox fan, Bruins fan. I don't pay too much attention to basketball, but I love rooting for those guys. I love watching the Sox. I love seeing baseball players with beards and looking like tough guys, so it's a great thing.
I know.
Nothing like Tom Brady.
Did you watch the game last night?
Part of it. It was a little too late for me.
It's nice to see a home plate collision, though. That's kind of, you know, that's a little bit NFL-like occasionally.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Then they get a paper cut and they're out for 6 months.
Hey, do you know what kind of sweater Tom is wearing post-game on Sunday? Do you have any idea?
Our guy.
I don't know.
No idea?
All I know is he should burn all those things.
All right, Logan. Well, great to talk to you, bud. All right, good luck.
All right, guys. Sunday.